Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabett, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
None on earth unmoved can
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. Yes, we will hold on to your unchanging hand. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Your right hand holding us all up, and we say thank you. And we come to give you the praise and give you the glory. How you kept us on last night as we slept in slumber. We say thank you. We will hold on to your unchanging hand. You never leave us nor forsake us, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name today. We come to welcome you in our services on today. Have your way in our service on today. Heal, deliver, and set free in the services on today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Because this is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We just come to say thank you, Daddy, for being our Daddy. Thank you, Daddy, for holding us all up. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We just say thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love, your compassion. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning. We lift up all our children to you this morning, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our neighbors' children to you today, Father. Have your way in their lives today. Keep your arms around them. Keep them in your keeping care, that no harm or danger will come to them, and we say thank you. We're holding on to your unchanging name. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We lift up Reetha and her child family to you today, Father God. Continue to heal and deliver in her family, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, supply all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Oh, we say thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Daddy. Hallelujah. You're the pot and we're your clay. Continue to mold us. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you. Thank you for Psalms 118:16, your right hand holding us all up. 17, we shall live and not die, do what you called us to do. 18, you haven't handed us over to death. We got to be physically and spiritually alive to do what you called us to do. To reach one, to teach one, to encourage one, to build one up in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Oh, we just say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for the activity of our limbs today, the breath we breathe today, the eyes we have to see, the ears we have to hear, and the mouth to call on your name. We holding on to your unchanging name. Oh, bless the Lord today. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Everything in me will praise the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We will be that tree planted by the river. We shall not, will not be moved. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to plead the blood over the atmosphere today because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities and high places. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We lift up the visionary of this line to you, Father God, as he continues to pour out to your people near and far, pour back into him double for his. Strengthen him right now in the mighty name of God. Strengthen the whole entire Matthew family from the oldest to the youngest in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. Oh, we just come to bless your name today. Oh, we say thank you. Thank you for peace today in the midst of storms. Hallelujah. The enemy come in like a flood, but you will lift up a standard and we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. We bless your name today, Dad. Thank you for the women's ministry on yesterday, Father God. Thank you how you drawing us near, Lord God, closer to one another, Lord God. The iron sharpened iron to build one another up, Lord God. We thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. I lift up the Johnson family to you right now, Father God, in the loss of their grandson, Father God, their cousin, their nephew, their child, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover the south side of Chicago. Silence that violence on the south side right now in the name of Jesus. All these murdering demons on the south side of Chicago, Father God. Expose the shooter right now that took his life, Father God. in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we come to bless your name. Give that family clarity right now in the name of Jesus and begin to mend their broken hearts from the loss of their loved ones. In the mighty name of Jesus. Expose, reveal, snatch the covers back off the shooter right now in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you glory. And any other bereaved families near and far, Lord God, be their comforter, be their guide. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open up doors for the bereaved family that can no man close. Close doors that can no man open. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to magnify your name. Because you say if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning, praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May you be glorified. Because it's not about me, it's all about you. It's about me doing your will and your way. And I'm asking you to have your way in my life today. In the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up the sick and the shut-in all over the universe today, Father God. Heal and deliver and set them free that only you can do. The spirit of the living God can go where medicine can't go. The spirit of the living God can go where doctors can't go and x-rays can't show. So we thank you for the spirit of the living God penetrating your people, healing and delivering right now in the name of Jesus. Stop by all the hospitals today. Go from room to room, floor to floor. Create miracle signs and wonders on today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Stop by nursing homes on today, Father God. Go from room to room, floor to floor, and create miracle signs and wonders. No longer matter how long they've been bound, you're able to set them free. You did it for the lady with the issue of blood. You did it for the lady who's been over for 18 years. You no respecter person. You the same yesterday, today, and forever, and you change not. Oh, we come to bless your name. We speak to depression, oppression today, Father God. We send it to the dry place right now in the name of Jesus and loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. We say thank you. We lift up the president and the vice president and their families to you today, Father God. Have your way in their lives. Order their footsteps. Lead and direct them in all truth, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift up Johnson, our new mayor here in Chicago, Father God. Order his footsteps. Lead and direct him in all truth, Father God. Guide and heal him and deliver him. Order his footsteps, God. Help him to be the mayor you called him to be for Chicago, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Can't nobody do it like you. Can't nobody do it but you. We lift up all the other governments all over the land today, Father God. Order their footsteps. Lead and direct them in all truth. Place the right people in their path as well, Father. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We thank you for stopping by Africa on today, Father God. Healing and delivering in Africa, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Healing and delivering in Mexico on today, Father God. Have your way in Mexico today, Father God. Because you have the whole world in your hands. The itty-bitty babies in your hands. So we thank you that you're healing the land. You're delivering the land out the hands of the enemy. And we ask you to have your way this Sunday morning, Lord God. Have your way in our services on today, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name, Daddy. Oh, we come to say thank you, Daddy. Thank you for being our Daddy today. Oh, we come to bless your name. We thank you, Daddy. You love us all equally. You have no favorite child. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name. We lift up all the penitentiaries and the county jails to you, Father God. Go from cell to cell right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal and deliver them, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. You hate their sin, but you still yet love them. And we say thank you. Because we all came short. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You haven't thrown none of us away, Father God. You haven't abandoned none of us. And we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. Oh, we just say hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb that was slain for us. Oh, we say thank you. The lamb that took thorns on his head for us. The lamb that took nail prints in his hands and his feet for us, was nailed to the cross for us. Oh, we come to say thank you. We thank you, Father God. We lift up all those with diabetes on today, Father God. We ask you to heal and deliver them, Lord God. Show them the right things to eat, Lord God, while you doing your part, let them do their part. Hypertension as well, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We speak life into your people today. Zoe life today, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We just say thank you. For Mother Allen and her entire family, Father God, continues to cover and keep her, Lord God. Keep her in your keeping care. Mother Sydney and her entire family, Father God. Elder Hunter and his family, Father God. Deacon Sanchez and his family, Father God. Cover them all right now with the blood. Order their footsteps. Lead and direct them in all truth on today, God. That no weapon formed against them should prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. Have your way right now, God. Have your way. Because it's all about you, not about me. Heal, deliver, and set free in our neighborhoods today, God. Silence the biters all over the land as murdering demons, Lord God. Expose them, reveal them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. We just say thank you. Thank you, Father, that we didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land of heaven. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name, Father God. We just say thank you for being our daddy today. Thank you for healing, delivering, set free in the mind, body, soul, and spirit that only you can do. And we just bless your name. Someone having surgery on today, Father God, emergency surgery. Cover that surgical room right now with the blood. Cover it with the blood. Cover the doctors and the nurses with the blood. They come in contact with that person, Father God. Oh, we come to bless your name. Because healing is the children's bread. Healing belongs to us on this side. Because there's no sickness in heaven. So we thank you for bringing heaven to earth with your healing power, your delivering power that set us free. We free and we free indeed because of the great I am that I am. And we will hold on to your unchanging hand. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Thank God and thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we worship you today, God. We worship you in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Thank you, Father. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Jesus. Have your way today, Lord. Oh, fire, fire, shut up in our bones today. Oh, we drive out everything in our body that's not of you today. Have your way. Have your way, God. Amen. Glory to your name. Jesus. 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 Lord Jesus. Jesus, have your way, Lord. Saturate, trench right now.
Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for waking us up this morning, oh, Father God, and giving us the breath of life, oh, Father God, that we may move and have our being in you and you alone, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, the Most High, oh, Father God, we honor you, oh, Father God. Oh, we honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for all that you have done and all the things that you're going to do. And the things that you are in the process of doing right now here upon the earth, O Lord, and especially in the minds and hearts of your people, O Father God. O Father God, thank you, O Father God, for establishing your kingdom within our hearts and our minds, O Father God. And to know without a doubt, O Father God, that you are King in our lives, oh Father God, our personal King, oh Father God, our outward King, oh Father God, and it's you alone who establish yourself for thy kingdom come here upon earth up in our lives, oh Father God. Oh Father God, you are worthy to be praised, oh Father God, worthy to be honored, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for shouting the whole earth, oh Father God, with your glory at this dispensation, season, and time. Quicken the hearts of your people, oh Father God, to know, oh Father God, that you, oh Father God, are King, oh Father God, in our lives, oh Father God. And nothing, oh Father God, will be able, oh Father God, to usurp that or take that away from you. They may fail, they may try, they may have traditional ordinance, oh Father God. But you are King, oh Father God. Nothing lives, survives, or moves, or have their being, oh Father God, unless they breathe, oh Father God. The breath, oh Father God, to support the body, oh Father God, here upon this earth, oh Father God, and that can only come from you and you alone, oh Father God, the creator of all things, because all things were made by you and for you, and there was nothing made here, oh Father God, visible, invisible, oh Father God, that was not made by you and for you, oh Father God. So I thank you, oh Father God, for removing the blindness off our eyes, oh Father God, so that we may be able to see, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, the hand of the enemy, oh, Father God, that tries and have been trying for eons to usurp, oh, Father God, your authority over our souls, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God, and establishing the sure foundation, oh, Father God, that we stand upon, oh, Father God, which is in your word, oh, Father God, that we have received, oh, Father God, once we receive Christ, oh, Father God. You have became that, oh, Father God, with the enemy, oh, Father God, which is trying to usurp here upon the earth, oh, Father God, in our personal lives, oh, Father God. Oh, but Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you established upon Calvary, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for washing us with the water of your word, oh, Father God, to help us speak clearly, oh, Father God, in all things that is going on, all things that we undertake, oh, Father God, and all things that we may have done. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you have opened our eyes, that we can see you in the midst of the trials and tribulations and storms that we may go through, even outwardly what's going on in the world, oh, Father God, that we are able to see your hand, oh, Father God, of it all, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because you have said, oh, Father God, those who hear the word, oh, Father God, and receive it, oh, Father God, those who allow it to sink, oh, Father God, into their hearts, oh, Father God, are like good sorrow, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you have tilled us, turned it over, oh, Father God, removed all the weeds, obstacles, trials, and tribulations that may have established itself within us, oh, Father God, to outwardly see things negatively, oh, Father God. Oh, but we thank you, oh, Father God, for placing your spirit within us, oh, Father God, so that we may see you and you alone, hear you, and hear you alone, oh, Father God, because the voice of a stranger or the manipulation of things in this world, oh, Father God, that try to take us away, oh, Father God, from the sure foundation of your word that it has been established within us, oh, Father God, we thank you for opening our eyes, oh, Father God, we thank you for giving us the wisdom and the knowledge, oh, Father God, to move, oh, Father God, only, oh, Father God, functioning in yours alone, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we want to thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, because we trust you, oh, Father God. We trust you, oh, Father God. We trust you and you alone, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, but we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us the ability, oh, Father God, to see, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, know when to speak, how to speak, when to move, and how to move, oh, Father God. Not to move hastily or emotionally, oh, Father God, but move in wisdom and knowledge and understanding in this dispensation, season, and time. And we thank you for establishing that within us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing at this time, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for that that is going around within the world, oh, Father God, that tries to mess with our vocal abilities, oh, Father God, that area, oh, Father God, that has given us the ability for us to speak and for others to hear, oh, Father God, what we speak. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for putting those things in order within us, oh, Father God, and it will not be moved, oh, Father God, or used in our lives for negativity, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because behind it all, oh, Father God, we know, oh, Father God, that we trust you, believe you, move in you, have our being in you, and you alone, oh, Father God, through Yahshua HaMashiach, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you have given us, oh, Father God, your Son, oh, Father God, to show us the way, oh, Father God, even through the trials and tribulations, oh, Father God, that we go through, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, oh, we thank you for your Holy Spirit for pricking our hearts, oh, Father God, to know when to move and when not to move, what not to entertain, oh, Father God, whenever a thought may come into our minds, oh, Father God. Teach us, oh, Father God, to not give any precedence to it, oh, Father God, because every thought, oh, Father God, that comes within us, oh, Father God, give us great discernment inwardly, oh, Father God, because every thought is not from you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, give us the ability, oh, Father God, to discern everything that comes through our ear gate, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for washing us again with the water of your word, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for help, for giving us the ability, oh, Father God, to stand strong, oh, Father God, in this time that we are living in, oh, Father God, and not be tossed and moved, oh, Father God, by the things that we may even hear and see. But know that your word, oh, Father God, has taken root within our heart, oh, Father God, and in our lives, oh, Father God, and that we shall not be moved. Father God, you have given us to our Savior, oh, Father God, and no one, oh, Father God, not anything is able to pluck us out of your hand, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because your spirit lives within inside of us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, may your kingdom come. May your kingdom reign. May your kingdom establish itself, oh, Father God, in the lives and hearts and souls of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, we honor you because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, you are precious, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and magnify you and glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because when your spirit, oh, Father God, is born, oh, Father God, within us, oh, Father God, only we first step foot, oh, Father God, I first came into this earth, oh, Father God, it began to grow, oh, Father God, in us, oh, Father God. And you allow certain things to happen in our lives, oh, Father God, to strengthen us, oh, Father God, and to prepare us, oh, Father God, for the things that is to come, oh, Father God, in the near future, oh, Father God, of our lives that you have established us in, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you allow certain things, oh, Father God, here upon the earth, oh, Father God, but even if it's not by your hand, oh, Father God, you have given us the ability, oh, Father God, to move and have our being in you, oh, Father God, and we are able to see the way you desire us to feel, and you have given us ears to hear and only hear what you have given us to hear through the discernment words, even through the deceptive tactics, oh, Father God, for the things that may go in our ear gate or the things we may hear. We thank you for giving us the ability, oh, Father God, to decode, oh, Father God, and hear, oh, Father God, and that we are hearing, oh, Father God, to hear what you are saying, oh, Father God, in this dispensation season and time. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, and we love you, oh, Father God, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for reversing the curse of debt, oh, Father God, that has been going around and throughout the land, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, the only debt, oh, Father God, that is dying within our lives, oh, Father God, is sin, oh, Father God, that has separated us, oh, from you, oh, Father God. every individual life, oh Father God. Because every one of us, oh Father God, have specific things in our lives, oh Father God, that we go through or that we are dealing with. Even we see things differently, Paul. But in you, oh Father God, we all as no separateness, oh Father God. We are part of the body and we all have our separate functions, oh Father God, that you have given us, oh Father God. And we move and have our being in you in one accordness, oh Father God. For the strength, oh Father God, for the body of Christ, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you, oh Father God, for sending your one and mentioned angels, oh Father God, into every home, oh Father God, every listener and every listener that they come in contact with, oh Father God. Let the word permeate from them, oh Father God, in love, true love, and full love, and in the power of love, oh Father God. Oh Father God, thank you for blessing us, oh Father God, with your word, to carry your word, to be in your word, to establish your word here, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, for destroying the kingdom of the enemy, even within us, oh Father God, inwardly and outwardly, oh Father God. Thank you, oh Father God, because we move and have our being by your kingdom and your kingdom alone, oh Father God. God, you have made us ambassadors, oh Father God. Oh, we're not subject to the law that they have established, Father God, but we follow the law that you have established in our hearts, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh Father God, for all that you're doing in this dispensation, season and time. And we thank you for your hedge of protection, and we thank you for your healing power, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for manifesting those things within our lives, oh Father God. Because again, oh Father God, that we have once said, oh Father God, you have created everything within this temple and this body to work accordingly and to work together, oh Father God. Oh Father God, and we thank you, oh Father God, for destroying, oh Father God, the foreign entities, oh Father God, that may have entered our body, oh Father God, through certain things that we have undertaken, oh Father God, and that are taken even now, oh Father God. Oh Father God, but everything that has been created, oh Father God, was made by you and for you. So we decree and declare that all of those molecules, molecular structures of medicine, oh Father God, that they decreed to do harm, or anybody that is on them, Father God, pull out the goodness and the grace and the mercy within those things, oh Father God, that we have to take. Oh, Father God, that we have come to understand to support our bodies, because they gave the problem, then they gave the solution also. Father God, whatever the enemy makes of bad within our lives, oh, Father God, let it turn around for good. Oh, Father God, wean us from off of those things, oh, Father God, even now, oh, Father God, that has been detrimental to us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy and your great love that you have for us, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh Father God, for giving us the ability to understand, oh Father God, why certain things are being taken from out our lives, why certain things are being moved around the way that they are, oh Father God. Let us trust you, oh Father God, in all things, oh Father God, that we undertake and go through, oh Father God. Oh Father God, let us not be weak and come unstable, oh Father God, in this time. Oh, Father God, because you have not given us the spirit of fear, oh, Father God, but of power and of love, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your love permeating, oh, Father God, from out of us to others, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for our prayers, oh, Father God, that you have given us to pray, oh, Father God, and our daily activities, oh, Father God, that they will reach your throne of grace unhindered, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your warning ministering angels again, oh, Father God, going throughout the land, oh, Father God, protecting us, oh, Father God, keeping us, oh, Father God, destroying the enemy, oh, Father God, and our walking and our paths, oh, Father God, so that we may see clearly, oh, Father God, and keep doing the things, oh, Father God, that you have decreed and declared for us to do in this dispensation, season, and time. Let love rule, oh, Father God, within our lives, oh, Father God. Let love, oh, Father God, have it in our lives, oh, Father God. Father God, I decree and declare that love will have its purpose, place within our lives than of your people and in your people, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your healing again, oh, Father God, throughout our bodies. And also clarity of our mental faculties, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the peace, oh, Father God, that you are dispensing now upon your people, oh, Father God. That's a path that all I understand it, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for not letting us get bothered, oh, Father God, even by the things that we see upon the news or that we may see or hear. Oh, Father God, but everything that we see that the enemy is doing, that you have given us the discernment and eyes to see, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, give us the solution, oh, Father God, up in our prayer life, oh, Father God, for those things that you have given us to see. Oh, Father God, but all things work together good, oh, Father God, for those who love you, oh, Father God, and we love you, and we trust you, and we honor you, and glorify you, Father God. We know that you are all there is within our lives, oh, Father God. And we trust you, and honor you, and glorify you, and magnify you, oh, Father God. Oh, we praise you and magnify you and glorify you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for the Holy Spirit also, Father God, that you have sent to us, oh, Father God, to teach us and guide us, oh, Father God, and to lead us into our truth. Oh, Father God, give us the ability to accept the truth, oh, Father God, that you are dispensing now upon your people, oh, Father God, because it may feel foreign, it may feel like an untruth, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, to give us the ability, oh, Father God, to understand all things, oh, Father God, that you allow to come to our mind and in our presence, oh, Father God, to understand, oh, Father God, and to take it and to establish it, oh, Father God, kingdom, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, for what you're doing in this time. We thank you, oh, Father God, for covering the men, oh, Father God, of God, oh, Father God, that you have given your word and it's filled within their hearts to minister unto the people, Father God. Even I ask you now that you would till the hearts of your people that's gone to their prospective places, oh, Father God, that they may be able to receive the word unhindered, oh, Father God, and that it will fall upon good ground, oh, Father God, and establish themselves within their lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for covering, oh, Father God, your men, oh, Father God, your ministers here upon the earth, oh, Father God, that minister your word. Oh, Father God, that you would put a hedge of protection around their physical homes, oh, Father God, and also around their minds, oh, Father God, and their spirit, that you would keep them, oh, Father God, and protect them, oh, Father God, in this season, so that every decision, oh, Father God, that they make, oh, Father God, oh, Father God, for them, oh, Father God, and for your people and for their families and for their life. Oh, Father God, not please, oh, Father God, we decree and declare, oh, Father God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Oh, Father God, none at all, oh, Father God, at all, oh, Father God, will prosper, oh, Father God. They will have clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of ability, clarity in everything, oh, Father God, that they may come in contact with or do or pursue that you have given them, oh, Father God, in this time to establish here, oh, Father God, here upon the earth, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for your majesticness, awesomeness, oh, Father God, all that there is, oh, Father God, that we have come to understand what greatness and awesomeness is, oh, Father God. Because you are all of that, oh, Father God, and to us, oh, Father God. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, for going after, oh, Father God, the lost sheep, oh, Father God, in this dispensation, season, and time. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, for gathering them back into the fold, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, for some of us, oh, Father God, at times we didn't know whether to go left or go right, oh, Father God. Oh, but you told us, oh, Father God, in your word, oh, Father God, the straight is the way, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you, oh, Father God, for that we are standing firm, oh, Father God, for the crossroads upon our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for keeping us in those times, oh, Father God, that we was in a dark area, oh, Father God. You know, the light of your word kept us strong, oh, Father God. And we thank you and honor you for that, Father God. Lord, we thank you for all things, oh, Father God, that you're doing in this time of our lives, oh, Father God. Lord, we thank you and magnify you, Father God, because you are awesome, oh, Father God, in all that you do, oh, Father God, and all that you're going to do up in your people's lives. Oh, Father God, you have even told us, oh, Father God, that you, oh, Father God, to do not, oh, Father God, to forget the teachings, oh, Father God, and the commandments, oh, Father God, that you have given us and we have come to understand, oh, Father God, for length of days and years of our life, oh, Father, in peace, oh, Father God, they will add unto us, oh, Father God. So we thank you for establishing that up in your word, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for your word coming to its full fruition within our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for your healing, oh, Father God. We thank you for mental clarity. We thank you for mental stability, oh, Father God. We thank you for physical health, oh, Father. You, oh, Father God, for financial freedom, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for wisdom that you have given us in this dispensation season of time. Oh, we thank you for your knowledge, oh, Father God, that you have shared the light upon it for us to understand, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for all those things, oh, Father God, for keeping us, oh, Father God, in the time that we are living in, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, again, for taking the blindness off our eyes. And we thank you again, oh, Father God, for giving us peace, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, even now for giving us good health, oh, Father God. We thank you for the cleansing of our blood. We thank you for the rearrangement of our body cells, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your immune system, oh, Father God, that you have given us, oh, Father God, because you knew, oh, Father God, that our bodies, oh, Father God, was going to come in contact with foreign things, oh, Father God. But you have given and built within our bodies, oh, Father God, those things to handle it, oh, Father God, and to adjust itself to it. Oh, Father God, you have given you have established that within our bodies, oh, Father God, and we thank you for establishing that within our spirit also, Father God, because as it is in heaven, so shall it be here upon earth. Oh, we thank you for letting us, for establishing us to be overcomers, oh, Father God, and to be non-fearful, Father God, no matter what, oh, Father God, things may come nigh our dwelling, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your armor, especially the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, oh, Father God. Oh, yes, the gospel of peace, oh, Father God. Yes, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, remove anger, oh, Father God, any type of malice, oh, Father God, may try to rise up, oh, Father God, within us because of trigger words or trigger things that we may see, oh, Father God, they may function, oh, Father God, the old man to try to rise up within us, oh, Father God, and to pull us back and to pull us down. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us eyes to see, oh, Father God, and to cast those things down, oh, Father God, that you have given us the ability to see within us first, oh, Father God. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us the ability to know thyself, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for giving, for creating in us a clean heart, oh, Father God, and a right spirit, your word said that it would give us. That you would give us, oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, Jeremiah 33 and 3, oh, Father God. You say that you will show us great and mighty things, oh, Father God. Show us, oh, Lord, and each and every individual personalized, oh, Father God. You know what each and every one of us need, oh, Father God, to keep us standing firm and strong in this thing. We thank you, oh, Father God, for the ability for us, oh, Father God, to see those things that you have given us to see and to not be moved, oh, Father God, in a downward spiral, oh, Father God, but to stand upward, oh, Father God, and having a better, closer relationship with you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for cutting the cords, oh, Father God, and everything, oh, Father God, that may try to keep us bound, oh, Father God, to the old man. Oh, Father God, but you have washed us and cleansed us with the water of your word so that we may ascend, oh, Father God, above the things, fly with the eagles, oh, Father God, looking down upon our troubles, not in our troubles that we have been instituted to deal and see the way we saw them in the past. Oh, Father God, yes, give us the ability and the authority, oh, Father God, in your word, oh, Father God, that they be established in our lives, oh, Father God, so that your love, oh, Father God, will permeate from us unto others, oh, Father God. Oh, let your love, oh, Father God, emanate, oh, Father God, from you, oh, Father God, outwardly, oh, Father God, to everything and everybody we come in contact with, oh, Father God. Thank you for letting us to be your vessels, oh, Father God. Oh, thank you, oh, Father God, for us being your outlet, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because the only way people may be able to speak, God, is only when they see us. Oh, Father God, thank you, oh, Father God, for establishing that within the lives of your people, oh, Father God. You are a king, oh, Father God. You are a king. You are a king. And we thank you and honor you and glorify you. In the mighty name of Yahweh HaMashiach. Shalom.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God.
You must admit, obviously, you be licking off my mouth.
Wash me through. Create me. A clean.
Amen. I apologize. We needed the blog site, but bless the people who got on blog site. We thank you all for joining us. Please, as you're coming on in, please share with others that they may be blessed as well. I believe this is going to be a powerful time. Thank you once again, those intercessors and prayer warriors over on the blog site. We bless the Lord and honor the Lord for you on today. All right, let's go into the word of the Lord, God, in prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for allowing us to reveal the things of the kingdom of God for the lives of your people. You said in your word, God, in the book of Luke 18:1 unto this end, that men ought to always to pray and to not faint. You said if we faint in the day of adversity, our strength is small. So now, God, engage us in the strength and the power and authority of your word. You said also in your word, you're perfecting those things which concerned us. And right now, in the name of Jesus, there are many concerns in the earth realm, God, that the people need answers to them, to even now. And we ask right now that you will perfect those things which concerned them. Now, God, we speak and decree and declare to the winds that are blowing in the earth realm from the four corners and the seven continents, east, west, north, and south. And your perimeter, direct the word of God straight to the cerebellum and the cerebium, God, that it may change the trajectory of the hand of the enemy against them in the name of Jesus. And we speak to the pineal gland of the very substratum of the central nervous system to the equilibrium of their mind, God, and you release unto them the secrets and the mysteries of the land, God, and we bind, rebuke the teleporting systems of the world that operate through telecommunication systems, and God, we bind and rebuke the designs of demonic forces, and we overrule the soundtrack of demonic presence, God, that will bring their past constantly before them, God, when you said in your word, Luke 18:1, or in the book of Romans 8:1, you said to them, there is now, therefore, no condemnation to them that walk after the spirit and not after the flesh. God, we decree and declare that the Spirit will rise up in this season, that the men and women of God will walk, breathe, and live in the experience of the glory of your word in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for revealing to us all things that are being made ready. You said in your word in the book of Psalms 55:17, by way of David, he said, at noon, at morning, and at evening will we pray and cry aloud that you might hear our voice. God, we thank you for the voice that are crying loud into the earth realm, and we decree and declare that there'll be a greater level of understanding and greater level of your mysteries to be revealed in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you so much. Once again, please share with others that they may be blessed by the word of the Lord God. We are in a pivotal time. We are in a 911. It's an all-points bulletin of what is at stake, especially as we prepare the finish out this month, and we're finishing out June and July. The men and women of God and those that are connected, please brace yourself. But not only brace yourself, there is a move that has transpired. But the move that have transpired deviated so many people from seeing what was supposed to exist in this time, in this hour, in this dispensation. How many know that the Holy Spirit know how to fool the enemy and have them thinking that they're in power and that they're in position? When you study and understand what the Ancient of Days were about and the ancient times were about, they were all about trying to identify the times, the seasons, and the hour for which God will raise up his next move in the land. He will raise up who he will select to be his chosen. But because of many religious systems and people following the paganistic ways, it deviated you from the course of God's original plan for your life, your purpose, and your destiny. Many of us, we just watched just less than 24 hours ago, or a little more than 24 hours ago, a move in all seven continents that brought together a ceremonial time to crown a sovereign king and a sovereignty. Now, when you understand the word sovereignty, which many do, but they don't live in a sovereign nation or as a sovereign people. But when you understand what was just presented to the world, it was presented by the ancient system of actually the four governments of this world. And it was brought to you by the ancient spirit of the fallen angels, the Nephilim, which means fallen, who carried the secrets of the heavenlies when they were there. Now, because they're not there, they can only reveal to you what they know when they were in that estate or in that place. We as believers, we have the power to tap in and transcend into the greater things. When Jesus said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, he meant that. And he meant that through us, that we will be the greaters in the earth realm because we will carry the entire soundtrack of the Father in us. We will be the instrument. We will be the sounding board. We will be the DNA. We will be the Adam. We will be the little God. We will be the rulers from a realm that opens up a spiritual dimension that we will be able to have the power in that realm to move and maneuver. We are the frequencies. We are the sound of God. We are everything in the terrestrial realm of God. That's the earth. We are the power source to the celestial, the heavenlies of God. So we're embedded and encrypted in all signs and wonders within us. We're not, everything we're looking for on the outside is actually on the inside of us. We have everything that's needed to create what will and what was and what to become. As he said in Revelation 1 and 8, he said in Revelation 1 and 8, the Greek word, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the beginning and the end, the first and the last, which was, which is to become. I am God Almighty. I am Almighty. I am God Almighty. And to understand that, we have to know what God is saying to us directly by way of his presence, his power, and his relationship with us as believers and as people of God in the relationship that we have with God. Your relationship with God is very pivotal to where he's taking us and what he's doing for many of the men and women of God and many of the believers in the kingdom of God. You have to understand that point of that relationship in the context which God has established it in for us, for the believers. It's important to really understand that place and that position. It's important to know what is at stake for many of you at this very hour, at this very dispensation of time. And when you understand that, you'll know what's at stake. I'm going to prophetically share some things with you. I'm going to reveal some things with you so you can understand exactly the details of where we at right now in the land. And for many of you who are in that are prophetic people, people that are operating and understanding the prophetic, you're going to know what is going to be shared today is all about biblical fulfillment. It's all about the word being fulfilled. It's all about the destiny, the power of the word of God being fulfilled and manifested for us right now. So there's nothing that is going on right now that is new. It's nothing new. What you're experiencing is that the ancient forces to deviate you from the presence of God. So I want to share this with you. Either many of you for the next, let me say this, I'm going to say between now and 2030, so that gives you a period to understand that next 7 years from 2023, either you're going to follow the coronavirus or you're going to follow the coronation of God. You have a choice to follow which crown, because corona means crown. And in 1925, a Belgian corporation or a Belgian company created the beer called Corona. And that beer became the number one selling beer in the United States. Corona, the Corona beer, 1925, I believe it's 26. You can Google it for yourself. I'm going somewhere today so I can lead you up to understanding what you are up against or where you are at right now. Now, when they did that, they established to know. Now, this is from Belgium. You have to understand this is from Belgium. So you can truly understand where many of us are in this Gregorian calendar time, not Judaistic calendar, Gregorian calendar, where you are at, the Hebrew calendar, where you are at right now, so that when things begin to manifest themselves in our favor, it's nothing new. It's not considered a blessing. It's considered the inheritance, the heirs too. It's yours. It belongs to you. It was yours from the beginning of time. So we honor the Lord for the blessing. However, we thank God for what's inheritance or heirs too, what's yours already and what was designed specifically in details with your DNA on it, your exact nano particles or your melon or what I would consider your atom, your exact specific details as people, as believers, as chosen, as selected, as followers of the spiritual things of God, or Yeshua HaMashiach, the Latin word Jesus. That's not a battle at all. That's to be able to understand languages for which they designed his name to be when they came into the understanding of who he was from the background of the Moors and from the background of the historicity of where things became, what things came into existence in the reality in the earth realm. So now, the between 1604 and 1611, when the actual King James became authorized, the King James Bible became authorized. And from the authorization of 1611, you have 1711, 1811, 1911, and 2011. That's 400 years. You have 400 years in here. 400 years in there. And between 2011 and 2023, you have 12 years. So you have 412 years of what was kept and hidden. Now, the coronation was done in England at the West Abbey. It's only been, this was the 39th coronation in West Abbey, 39. Why? Because it's letting us know that the Old Testament is fulfilled and everything in the Old Testament will be fulfilled, but it's not going to be fulfilled by Prince or King Charles. It's going to be fulfilled by the covenant of God. And those who came for the coronation were those who were of the ancient society and secret society to bring their secrets and demonic forces into sovereignty and oneness with who? Oneness with the plan in the seven continents. That was what that was all about. To be able to change the coordinates and the coordination and the corona of God for his people. Corona means crown, the crowning of who? That which is sovereign, who's original, who owns, who rules, who reigns, who would dominate. And these forces have been used over the last several centuries or the last 400 years. They all knew what this dispensation was, is all about. They know all of the details, and they use religion, and they were not going to relent until they bring every person into the alignment of the deception and the manipulation of what was supposed to be around this time, what they thought was around this time. But there's a greater force that is coming, or there's a greater force that is here that is bringing prophetic people whose mind was not connected to the coronavirus, but was understanding the crown or the gene that opens us up to the actual place of the divinic lineage, who have the what? The key to the mysteries, or the key to the secrets and the sacred things of God. God has designed everything. Everything that we seek is going to work against us. It will not work against us. It will work for us, those who remain strong and faithful, and those who are steadfast and unremovable in understanding what's at stake now and what is to be released in the earth realm. What is being given right now to the men and women of God? The knowledge and the wisdom. That's why the word of the Lord God says there's going to be a wicker generation, but there's going to be a wiser people. the wickeder, the wiser. The wiser are those men and women of God or people who are embedded with the power and the authority to understand exactly the details of what God is saying to you in the spiritual world and in the hidden things of the earth realm. The word of God says in the book of 2 Corinthians 4:3, if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that the God of this world hath blinded the mind, lest the glorious gospel of the Lord be revealed. It is hidden, and the reason why it is hidden because what the fallen angel did, they came down and revealed the secret of the heavenly, and they were all right, but they used deceptive practice to lure the people in and cause them their life or their covenant, or they made covenant with those ancient spirits, secret society, whether through blood sacrifice, through festivals of blood, through ancient demonic forces. All of them are perverted and polluted systems that have been created, and they all are getting ready to be not only exposed, but they're getting ready to manifest. That's why we're getting ready to see the chaoticness of what is getting ready to happen. Because in the spirit world, in the spiritual world, there is a climatic war, and there's a battle internally in us, and there's a fight externally for on our behalf. There's a battle internally in many of us, but there's a fight on behalf of us externally, because there's a war for the corona. There's a war for the gene in you. There's a war for the signs in you. There's a war for the wittiness in you. There's a war for the DNA in you. There's a war for the blood system in you. There's a war to bring you down. There's a war to weaken your power. There's a war to draw you away, to drive you away. There's a war in the brain. There's a war in the mind to make you subservient and submissive. And many of us who have not changed our posture, we will not have the power to move over the place, the plan, the purpose, and the preeminence of God for our life. Many of us, the enemy will draw you into the pit and making poor decisions for your life. But God is bringing us to understand who we will become and what will be released to us, or what has been released to us already. There will never be a force in the land that will supersede the power of God. There will never be a force. That's why the prophetic people are dealing with rejection. The prophetic people are dealing with abandonment. The prophetic people are feeling displaced. There are many of us right now in the earth realm, we're feeling like we don't belong. We're feeling like we're not even part. Where am I? I don't belong. So many of the people in the world, they don't even know which direction to go in because they don't feel belong. And when an enemy brings you to the place of feeling don't belong, you have to understand your isolation is elevation. God is isolating us to elevate us, because when he releases us, everything that's inherited to us will be the legacy and the power of God. It will be all released to the men and women of God. There will not be anything held back from the men and women of God. There will not be anything taken from the tribe that God have established, the players that God have established, the things that God have established. That's why you have 80 books in the Bible, but you only have 66 that they gave us, because translation wanted to take out the rest of the knowledge and the secrets. That's why the coronation that was given or that they had was in the West Abbey. Look up the West Abbey. This was the 39th of the West Abbey. Now, 39 Old Testament books, strikes. When you look at 2020, put it together, 40 years. Wilderness to bring you into it. You're coming out. You're not going in. You're coming out to what is or what to manifest. For the people to understand where you are at in this dispensation. Actually, 39 previous. I believe that coronation was the 40th coronation. 40. So to understand where you're at, you're coming out. You're not going in. This is really your exodus into what belongs to you. Anything that God make a covenant with, he will not alter it or change it. Anything he makes a covenant, he will not alter, he will not change it. He will reinforce it, and there will be a war in all of those areas. That's why the Catholic Church, or what you call Jesuit order, and all of those who are intertwined, the unraveling, it's coming, it's being unraveled now. And you're watching the exposure and the exposing of the hand of the enemy. And it's manifesting itself as we're speaking. Many of you, you're watching the manifestation of what's speaking or what's coming to pass. And what is in existence at this time? You're viewing the legacy unveil when the legacy was supposed to be trapped. Well, I'm going there today. You might as well go ahead and share it with everybody you can share this with. You might as well go ahead and do this. That's why what we're getting ready to see is we're getting ready to see the legacy unveil and not the legacy be trapped. What you're watching is you're watching the coronation of a king being a sovereign and a sovereignty king. That's what you're watching. But you're watching it being, you're watching an illegal sovereignty position in their kingdom and not what God is saying to us about his kingdom. So what we're watching is we're watching that a legacy be unveiled while the fantasy is being sold to the people so that they will deviate from the court. That's why coronavirus was given to the melanated people in the land, and they still couldn't kill us, the melanated people. And then what did they say? It was in the hot spot. It was created in the hot spot so we can replace you. We can replace who you will be and what you will be. Look at what's going on now. Everything is in alignment. It's in alignment. If you study the universal plan of God, you even saw the universe was in alignment. But what they did is they kept you out of alignment. They kept your body out of alignment. They kept your life out of alignment. They kept you muzzled. They kept you 6 feet apart, 6 feet distant, 6 feet away, so they could prepare you for 6 feet under. The plan was to keep you 6 feet apart, 6 feet away, 6 feet distant, so they could put you 6 feet under. Because the plan was a strategy. It was a strategy to miseducate you from the knowledge of what's going on. This war and the battle is spiritual. Spiritual. It's spiritual in all essence. And so religion was relit, was going to be relit in their power to draw you into the web and raise up illegal leaders in the earth realm. And these leaders who they will raise up will be leaders who are part of secret society to dominate pulpits, to operate in ministry gifts, to flow in certain areas, and to carry certain titles, and to wear certain drapes and certain garments to celebrate the ancient system of the secret society. It will not prevail. And I know those who are watching me in the background, I'm not talking about you all who are watching me right now, who are watching me now, because you all are watching me now are the ones who are watching because you pushed the button to come in. The ones who are in the background, they're watching. The millions who are watching, the millions who are standing behind watching what I'm saying to you. That's why the United States government continue to send people to follow me as I travel around the United States in the world. And that's why lately as I travel, I never tell anybody where I'm going, rather foreign soil, I just travel. You have to know what's at stake and what belongs to you as the beloved and the beloved of God. Your relationship is critical to him in all essence of the land and what is not anticipated, but what is being released now for the men and for the women of God globally. This is a global win. There's a global move. That's why many of you get ready to see four major things begin to manifest in the earth realm. You're watching the economy is going to change. The food industry is going to change. The world banking system is going to change. And leadership globally is going to change. What you're watching there is temporary. That's a temporary move right now. That's temporary compared to eternal, what God has said he will do for the men and women of God. You will see the next move in the land that will be a replacing of the Pope or the pompous that's getting ready to happen in the land. You will receive a great move in the United States government in the land. Those are all happening because it's going to be a rippling effect in the land, and you will see it, and you will watch it unveil in this time. What you didn't think will happen will manifest, and it's already accelerated. That's why many people's brain and mind can't catch up with it right now. They can't even fathom what is going on at this very moment. They can't even fathom what's being released right now. They can't even fathom it. Some of you right now who are feeling isolated, lonely, feel like you're abandoned, feel like you're away. You're not. God have you what? He's isolating you to elevate you so you won't be contaminated by this infrastructure of darkness and this infrastructure of demonic forces and its illegal teaching and its malpracticing systems of the world that isn't even documented what some of these people are teaching and telling you and making you feel good. What God is doing now is he's releasing to the men and women of God and those who have been faithful to him, all of the four above, you're entering into your plenteous hour, your plenteous season. You're entering into your legacy. And so what you're watching is the fear factor. What we're living is the faith moment. They're selling you the fear factor. We operate in the faith moment. We're the chosen and selected of God right now. There's no stopping what God is doing right now in the earth realm for the men and women of God. Many things are going to be so revealed to you. And for many of us, we will, in this next 7 years, and I'm going on record, we're going to live in the greatest abundance of our entire life, some of you. You're going to operate in the greatest abundance of wealth. And then that wealth, we're not even talking about money. We're talking about the wittiness, the creativity, the revealing, the invention, the gene, the genealogy, the inheritance, the legacy, all of these things are being revealed to us, which give us the riches that will be unstoppable in the land. You ain't seen nothing yet what God is doing for his people right now. And it will not be able to be stopped, period. You don't need the religious money. That's why most pastors understand what is actually happening to them. They've been given money. They've been given the religious money. Guess what the chief priest did? The chief priest gave what? 30 pieces of silver to who? Judas. You're receiving the silver from the Judas system. When God sends you people, he's going to send you those who will be representative of him and the power that will be released to you. It will be a power like none other. And it will not be able to be stopped. It will be unstoppable for many of the men and women of God. That's why he designed and prepared the plan to try to stop us, stop the men and women of God, and divide you from what is yours and what is being released. Don't relent right now. There's too much that God has given you. Now, I want to share this with some of you. Many of you, you hear the word, it's your season. And you hear people say, it's your season. You entered into your season. But the problem is, when you entered into your season, you're asking, what do you do? That's the issue. Because many of us, we've already entered into our season. There's some of us coming into our season, but the question is, what do we do when our season has come? Our time has come. It means when you come into your season, you have came into a garment change. Every season requires a change of garment. Number one. Number two, it's a change of the substratum of your body, your chemistry in your body. Number three, the climate changes. That's what happens. Number four, in that season, you have 90 days in that season to do what is necessary based upon the plan of God. So in that new season, you can't go back to the old ways. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the sun. He gives 28 different points in time. And the problem with most people, when they come into the new season, they don't understand you have a timetable in that season to understand which 28 points of that season is defined by you. Not by outsiders, designed by you and for you and specifically earmarked. Because in that season, you have to know what God is saying directly to you by way of his power and his source in that season. And in that season, everything is directed by the presence and the power of God. It's directed exactly to the details and the specific assignment that God will render to the men and women of God. Let me go over there and share with you so you can understand. Ecclesiastes 3:1. To everything, there's a season and a time to every purpose, your purpose, under what? The heaven. And then it goes in here and give you 28 points of specific timing. But it comes to verse 9. What profit have he that worketh in that there he laboreth? I've seen the travail which God has given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the works that God maketh from the beginning to the end. He sets us in place. And when you operate in that place in God, no man will be able to change the trajectory or the alignment of God. Many people give up their rights to the sovereignty of God or the heirs to God and the power for which we have in the Lord. And when we do that, we miss exactly what the Lord is saying. Let me share something with you so you can really understand where I'm going. I want to teach this real quickly so you can get specific detail. 2011, that's 400 years that the King James been rewritten and authorized. Between that time and 2023, that's 12 years. 400 years, 400 years of bondage. Corinth, the West Abbey, 39 years since they had a coronation. The Pope, the son, Charles, from King James to Charles, is 40 years now. The 40th year. Now, 2020, when you get to 2020, that's 20 and 20, 40. They sold you the counterfeit coronavirus so they can prepare for who they think would be the original coronation of a people. And because many of us bought into the virus, our mind had been contaminated with a disease. Those who understood that the crown, the crowning, the gene, that's not going to change. You get the word coronation from an English term, corona, crowning, crown, enthronement, enthroned, investment. Investor, actually anointing, who would be that individual, rule and reign, who would dominate after 400 years to understand where you at. They study the tribe. They study the stones. They understand. That's why they put them on the crown. They understand the crowning. The royal, they understand. That's why 2011 supposed to solidify 2023, 12 years. And they had a period of time in that to do what's necessary and deemed globally all seven continents to shift the dynamic. And they used the order. They used the ancient order because they call it an order. Order of what's supposed to exist at this time, exist in this dispensation and hour against the men and women of God who are not knowledgeable of what's happening. Then they showed you the ancient witch symbol, the ancient deity symbol, to deviate you from the details of who you will be and where you will be. That's why you see they invest in homosexualism, lesbianism, identity crisis, changing, getting little children to change their identity, gentrification, genderism. They use all of that, and they use the former president. They use Obama to move that with Hillary Clinton. All that. To sell you that you don't know who you are. You can be you, Mary, and Denise, and John, and Steve, when that's totally not the truth. And they play on the gene. What they did is they came in your DNA, and they gave you a genealogy. They played on the genealogy of people. Now people are so confused in this dispensation. They don't even know if they're king or queen because they don't even know the difference. So they're so lost and they sold it to your bloodline, your children, children. And they studied you for way past 400 years with this spirit that will create an illusion to the lives of the people. You have to understand what is yours and rightfully yours in all essence. They will never know the time or the season and the dispensation of what God is doing for his people. That's why it's confusion. And when they finally find out, it is too late. Just like the word of the Lord God said in the word, in the book of 1 Corinthians 2 and verse number 8, had the prince of the air known who the Lord of glory was, they would not crucify the Lord of glory. It is written. That's why so many people, and especially this one, work hard to become king because he didn't want to remain prince. The coronation is the act of sovereignty, of crowning a sovereign, the act of investing a prince with the insignia of royalty on the succeeding to the sovereignty. From royalty to sovereignty. And only person who can keep us in this place is a sovereign God. Nobody else. And that's why the originality recited in Lent, coronation, was translated into English in 1603 and ready for the coronation of King James, who did what? Gave you the translation of rewriting of the Bible from 1604 to 1611 completion. 47 scholars came together. And 400 years later, which is 2011, and 12 years after that, which is 2023, we watched all of the massacres and the mess that was established in the last, from 2011 all the way to 2023. Because if you go to the book of Genesis, chapter 11, what did they do? The people were one. God had to come down to see that they were one because they were building a tower to the heavenly. And God came down and confused them and spread them around the world. He spread them because he said they were one. And what they're doing is the same thing now. And you're going to watch God's getting ready to bust that up. That's why you saw all of them come together on what? The 6th day of May at 6 a.m. in Eastern time in the world. And the world watched this coronation of a sovereign and sovereignty or royalty to be sovereign to sovereignty. That means when you understand the word sovereign, you understand the power of being free. That's why they push the movement. So everybody will be free to do all of those polluted and perverted things. Sovereign means supreme power and authority in the earth. Lucifer understands that. It means jurisdiction, supremacy. It means dominion, power, ascendancy in the earth realm. And many of us, we were thrown into fear. You were sold fear. And you don't even know your own authority. It means under sovereignty, you have to understand the autonomy of things, the independent. You're not independent. self-govern, self-rule. No one can tell them what to do. The highest within that level of ranking. That's why, thank God, God did what he did and positioned the president that you all had in Trump. You were waiting for the trumpet to sound. He just gave you the man who had the last name Trump to sound the alarm to let you know what was going on in the world before they put in. Because if it was that ancient spirit of Hillary, it would have been a genocide like never before. It was a plot and a plan of what was designed for the people. And there's no indictment that I'm trying to put against certain people, but I'm calling it to the truth so you will know what God is saying to you exactly to the detail. What we're watching, all the inheritance and heirs too, being released to those who understand it. And what belongs to you will be given to you. It will not be stopped. That's why the enemy is investing in the genocide systems of the world. It's all here. And for some people, at this moment, they can't believe it because they've been trained, they've been taught, and they follow religious system so long, they don't even know what to do. They don't even know if they're up or down. They don't even know what to believe. So they have to be told what to do. And that's not sovereignty when you've been told what to do. And when you've been told what to do, you go along with the system. And when you've been told to go along with the system, then there's no power to do anything. You have to follow it. You have to follow exactly the detail. Here's what he says here in that particular verse, Ecclesiastes 3 and verse number 7. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart so that no man can find out the work that God make it from the beginning to the end. I know there is no good in them but for a man to rejoicing to the end. God has exactly the specific details of everything that will exist now. Now, for many of you, you're getting ready to watch the economy, the world banking system, the major world banking system, and the wealth portal shift. You're getting ready to see a shift. You're getting ready to see the shift that's in the land for the men and the women of God, or let's put it like that, for the people of God. You're getting ready to see a transfer of power. I'll give you an example. Saul was still king, but he did not have the power. God has positioned the people to overtake now. You will be the overtakers in the earth realm. I'll give you a perfect example. I gave this to the people before. You are the carriers of the Ark of the Covenant. And those who have been selected by God to handle the Ark will be the one who will handle the wealth, the riches, the wisdom, the wittiness. What you're dealing with right now is you're dealing with a false demonic force in position, but don't have the power. That's why coronavirus, through the order of the Jesuit Church and the Catholic Church, Dr. Fauci, who served under seven presidents. Now imagine that, seven presidents. He served under their administration. And they gave him authorization over the health industry of the United States, CDC. They funded his project. They funded his resources. They funded everything. And he was given an order from the Jesuit Scottish Rite, the secret societies of what to do. He was trained by Pope Benedict, the one who died December 31st, 2022. And Pope Benedict served under Pope John Paul, who was Pope in the 80s. These people are wicked, diabolical entities in the land. And these were the people who gave the order, and it came down through the ranking of other pompous. And it was a meeting of the mind already. That's why when the president of the United States, Trump, gave the sign in June 2020, I believe, in front of the Episcopal building, he was warning the people when he held up the Bible that it was in fulfillment. He was letting the people know what was getting ready to manifest, and especially black people. He was letting you know what was at hand. And then they were throwing all the confusion at us because many people did not know who to believe, what to believe, and especially our people, because they miseducated us to not really understand what was at stake. That's why May 25th, 2020, George Floyd, what happened with George Floyd in Power Horn, Minnesota, Power Horn, it was all a strategic plan. That's why it was called a pandemic, but it was a plandemic. And because of what transpired, they gave the world corona, the virus, when all of the world secret society know it was all about the coronation. Enslave the people with virus and make it go viral, and then prepare for who will be the sovereign and sovereignty of the world in the coronation at Westminster Abbey 39th. And this generation, what we call 21st century, the first coronation in the 21st century, to deviate the people from knowing who they are. They invested in the deception of the plan against the people of God and the plan that the Lord has for his people right now. You are the chosen and selected of the Lord for this time. And everything is in total place and total alignment. Now, as many of us are preparing to see what July will hold, August, July, August, September will hold for us, you must know exactly the details of what is getting ready to manifest through human lives, because it's going to be a manifestation through human lives. That's why they gave you the They gave you the movie Zombies, Walking Dead. The list goes on of what manifesting or what will manifest at that time and that dispensation and hour. All of us are at that pivotal place to see what has transpired. Now, what we're seeing right now, you just watched in the earth realm what they call coronation. It means the sovereignty, royal sovereignty, and sovereignty of royalty. When you hear that, that means that the crown is have the leader have sovereign power. It means that you have supreme authority. It means they have the supreme power and authority. And their supreme power and authority, it means it's been given to them. And the demons have given them that right to work in those realms. And that's why you see the reptilian spirit on people. That's why you see these ancient identities on the people, because of what is transpiring and what has happened to many in the land. And so that's why they played with corona. And then those scientific showed you how the corona was around the gene in people's brain. What they doing, they were brainwashing you when the church was supposed to have been bloodwashing you, when they've been brainwashed too. And that's why prophetic people right now in the earth realm are rising up, and they're rising up untrained. That's why many of you who are carrying things inside of you, embellished and gifted, you don't know what to do with your gift. So other leaders are slamming you down if you're not part of a clique, if you're not part of a society, if you're not part of their organization instead of organism. You are left out there. You're being left alone. That's why in this dispensation of time, millions of people are following me, because I'm showing you the pineal gland, and I'm showing you the power that in your gene, of your genius, of your atom, of your human body, of the cerebellum, of the cerebrum, of your spinal cord, the power for which you attain on the inner sanctum of who you are. You have the power to heal. You have the sound inside of you. You are the frequency carrier in the land, universally, globally, and the power to do it with all points bulleted. The plan was to shut you down, to stop you, to destroy you, to not show you what tribe you are part of, what stone you're part of, the Jacob stone, what your originality is, where you come from. So they displace you. All of this time between 2011 up to this very moment was all in encryption. That's why they gave you all of the details. And those who were in secret societies, and many of you who can watch TV and see the views, many of you can see things that are going on. Many of you can view things. You didn't understand it. Now it's coming to the forefront of seeing exactly what is to be in the land. Prophetic people, get prepared to rise to the occasion in this time, in this hour of your life. It's yours. You're the carriers of it. You have it. When the Ark of the Covenant was not in its original place, it was a call. It was chaos. That's why you watching the chaoticness going on in that royal family. You're watching the chaos that's going on in the Vatican City. You're watching the chaos that's going on in the high-ranking order. It's chaotic. That's why at the beginning of the year, the United States Congress, they had that chaos on the United States Congress, the House of Representatives. Chaos had hit. That's why they didn't know who was going to be the Speaker of the House. It was chaotic. It was showing you that we're hitting for chaos. And that's part of the parliament of the world. So you have to know. You have to know. You are the people who are the who the covenant of God, it belongs to you. It's yours. It's not no King Charles. It's not theirs. 1952, it was stolen. It's yours. You are the tribe of Judah. You're the chosen and selected of God. And they know it. No one can refute it. That's why in the actual Vatican, the Madonna that's holding the baby, they gave that to you. In America, they gave you the white Jesus with blue eyes. They don't even bow to that. They gave you it. You're the original people. The Pope and the Pompous, they won't even bow to the Jesus that they gave them. They wouldn't even bow to it. They made a covenant. The original Jews, the original people are manifesting themselves. And it's now. It's the hour. It's the dispensation of time. That's why they invested after 400 years, 2011, and the 12 years to destroy as much as they can. And they've done it. So that's why you watch on the fifth month, the sixth day at 6 a.m. in the morning, the crowning of sovereign, royalty sovereign, and the sovereignty, the highest supreme power. That's what they were saying. They the highest supreme power, the supreme order. And all of those nations or all of those secret societies came to the coronation to watch and view what they said would be. And it will never be that, period. Period. Because of the power of the sovereignty of God, Yahweh, the Most High, Elohim, Abba, Emmanuel, it will never exist. And many of you are the carriers of the gene. And I'm not putting any indictments against my co-laborers, men and women of God. But many of you who took the shot, it was to change your genealogy of who you originally was. And I pray for the men and women of God. I'm not taking anything away from you. But the plan was to create clots of your blood. It was to deviate you from the course of who you were and where you're going. And we must understand what is ours will not be stopped. What will be given to you will not be stopped. It is your powerful time and no one will be able to stop the legacy, the sovereignty of God on his people for such a time as this. You've been selected, chosen, and given what God has for you. And it is yours. Supreme authority is already ours. We don't need a king to give us that. We don't need a queen to give us that. We already have it. We house that. We have the power to do what God called us to do. All areas. In all places in the world. Now listen to this, and I end. Queen Elizabeth ruled the Church of England. Queen Elizabeth ruled the Caribbean seas. Queen Elizabeth dominated the Seven Mountains. Queen Elizabeth ruled the economy, the economic dollars and systems. Queen Elizabeth, for 70 years, let me take you over to understand it from Jeremiah. That's why I told you, when you read the major prophets, when you read Isaiah, when you read Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel, listen to this. Isaiah name means God is salvation. 66 books. Right here. 66 chapters of Isaiah reveal King. It reveals the Messiah. Jeremiah revealed the humanity through 52 books, 52 weeks of the year in here. Lamentation lets you know and talks about grief, sorrow, pain, hurt, agony in its book. Ezekiel lets you know that it's what? God's strength, 48 chapters. 4 in Genesis, if you read it, it's separation of infirmament and infirmament. Ezekiel is written in the first person. Ezekiel is known as Son of Man. Ezekiel is a very powerful book. Ezekiel was taken out into the spirit. His prophetic came in the spirit. Jeremiah, his prophetic came because God knew him before he was formed in the belly. He was born a prophet. Isaiah, he became a prophet because he was raised up during a transition of power during a kingdom, a king dying. Daniel, 12 chapters are encrypted in secret codes to understand that chapter number 1 was all about the substratum of the organism of his human body. Daniel means God is judge or judgment of God. Daniel never allowed the Babylonian system of the world to invade the substratum of the organs of his body. He became 10 times greater than those of his own kind, culture, background. He became a prophet under the time of what? A transition of power, bondage, Jehoiakim to Nebuchadnezzar, the ruler. Many of you who are prophetic people, the world is trying to tell you how you will become a prophet. Those scriptures explain to you how you become God's prophet. They tell you how you become their prophet in their organization, denomination, what they see from their illusion and delusion. Don't let nobody transcribe you when you already align with the power and the presence of God in all essence of who you are. When you let somebody transcribe you, then what they do is they create what they feel you are, and it's limited. The prophetic people walk in a spiritual dimension in God that's far greater than any realm or sovereignty that can ever exist. You are a document from God. And so Jeremiah explains it in Jeremiah 29 and verse number 11. I end on this. He says this, I quote, "This is Israel. And what people have fooled you with is they fooled you with Zionists. They fooled you with all of the other genre. Israel was not a land. It was a people. Jacob became Israel because his name changed. They were tent people, spread it about. He said this, "For thus said the Lord, after 70 years be accomplished in Babylon, Queen Elizabeth served 70 years on the throne. Babylon, I will visit you, the original people. I will visit the original people. And I will perform my good word, the word towards you, in causing you to return to this place, to your coronation, your sovereignty, your royalty, your sovereignty, your reigning." Because he said, "I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And the ancient fallen angels already came together with those who made covenant with them in secret society, secret world, who's willing to go through the covenant of blood sacrifice, ancient ritual, idolatry, and you name it, to come to this place. And they will give you power to dominate. And then when they do that, you have to sacrifice your genealogy, your inheritance, your heirs. That's why you saw the chaos going on in Queen Elizabeth's family with her son. The chaos that happened with him. What you're watching now in the land, you're watching the return of the original in all realms in the earth realm. And you're getting ready to watch. If it doesn't happen, what they sold you during the Passover of 2020, going into 2019, when they started this plague called coronavirus, they were throwing the people off of knowing you're the coronation, which means sovereignty, people. You will be the chosen. You will be the selected. And they knew this. That's why they kept giving you urgency in 2020 and 2021. They kept the Center for Demon Control, Center for Disease Control, or the World Health Organization. They were giving you all of these things because they was confusing the people. And they were making people make quick decisions, and they were pressuring the people. And they used high-ranking families who rule the television industry, and they were sending them in. That's why you saw the defamation lawsuit won by one of the major high-ranking royal families in the world. because the enemy is in breach. There's a defamation out there. And many of us, you have to know where you're at and what's getting ready to be released to you. And I'm telling you, many of us, we will walk, breathe, live in the wealth. We will have the wealth. We will have the riches. We will have the crowning. We will have the power. We will have the invention. We will have the greatness. That's why in Uganda, they found hundreds of tons of gold there. Over in Uganda, tons of it belongs to the people. That's why they did what they did in the Congo. Bill Gates wasn't doing no humanitarian nothing. This ain't no humanitarian. It was designed. It was a genocide. And when you reveal to them, and then leaders who are connected, once they made their covenant to bow at their worshipful master, they came under the order of the Scottish Rite, bones and scales. And I've called on the other 102 and the Covenant 13. Y'all understand that later on. Of what's been given to the people in the order of the Jesuit Catholic Church. And Dr. Fauci was at the head of the room when he came on the scene. And that's why you will hear of him no more. Where is he? Somebody go look him up. Where's the Dr. Fauci that was supposed to be in this movement? Where is he? Where's the rest of them who were all part of that? Where is the Wuhan team? Where's all of the other ones that were connected, intertwined? And where is the true black leadership? All of the ones who were supposed to be the defenders of the people. Where's the great political Congress people, the Black Congressional Caucus, or the Black Congressional Control Caucus? None is saying anything, because if they do, they'll expose every ancient spirit. They'll expose them. They'll expose them. They'll expose their darkness, because they cannot say anything. They've been silent. And now you're getting ready to see the real manifestation in the earth realm. And what you're going to see is men and women of God. You're going to see in my message today that I'm getting ready to preach in our 11 o'clock service, and I got to end right here. It's going to bless the people of God, because we are at, this is the final of what we call the epitome of an era. We at the epitome of it. And you see it. That's why major people, look at all those major people, all of those major television people, they're gone. They're no longer in existence. That's why you will know that the President Barack Obama will go down in history as a president that will become infamous. Some people will go down in history as infamous in history. What you think they did, they will no longer be able, they will go down in history. Now, rise up, men, women, prophetic people. You are here. After today, this very day of what you're getting ready to see, and I want you to hear me clearly, what you're getting ready to see universally, globally in the world, you're getting ready to see the rise up of the covenant of God concerning his people. And it will not be able to be stopped. What they couldn't do in 2021, 2020, from 2011 to this very day, 12 years later, what they couldn't do, they will not be able to stop it. What you think is the ark is not the ark. What you're getting ready to see is the covenant of God manifest in the earth realm. You will know it. You will see it. Watch the climate in the land. People, watch the precipitation in the land. Watch what's getting ready to infect our enemy and affect us. And what is getting ready to be, begin to exhibit itself in the world. You watched it. We all viewed it. It is not what you think it is. God has the power to do more than man can ever create to draw you into the web. You're at that place, man of God and woman of God, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. All right, we bless the Lord today. Please share this with as many people, if you would. Let them be blessed by it. Share it with them. You can share it in your churches, your pulpit. You can share it around the world with many people. We are in a pivotal time. It's here. It's your now season, man of God and woman of God. It is yours. And those of you who are connected to us, it's yours now. I'm telling you, everyone needs a prophet in their life. You need a prophet that will be able to reveal to you what is happening now. I'm telling you, it's yours. The entire world and what you view has changed. It is the dispensation, the epic time, era, the end has came, and we're in the new. Excuse me. You're in the new of right now. So walk, breathe, and live in that place. It is yours to see. And I bless the Lord for all of you who have been partnering with us, all of you who have been connected with us, all of you who have been associated with the teaching that I've been sharing with many of you on today. And all of my partners over there on blog side, who are listening in, you as well. I thank God for a powerful team and staff of great leaders that are with us on today. We thank God for you. If you want to connect with us and stay connected with us, please reach out to our ministry. Men and women of God, I'm telling you, the world is in our hand now, and there's nothing that will be able to stop what God is doing at this very moment for many of you. I'm telling you, I wish I could even allow some of you to tap into the spiritual dimension for which I'm in, so you will actually be able to see what is ours now, the power of the sovereignty of God for his people, and the things that he designed exactly to the details for your life. You are in that window. You are in that place like never before. And I want you to understand, you will lose no time in what God is doing for you at this very moment in your human existence. This thing was all about human life that was at stake. And those who were willing to compromise themselves for the short window and the short thing that will be sold to you and be sold to you by this system of the world. God knows all of the exact details and the plan he has for us. And you're strategic to that, and you're in alignment with what God is saying. So I bless the Lord for you. I bless the Lord, and I honor God for your covenant, your partnership, and those who are connected with you. We're prepared for our powerful visitation those of you who are connected with us in San Antonio. If you're in the area, join us. Go to my Facebook page, read the information. San Antonio, Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio. We're looking to see many of you there for the great time and the great season of the Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio. We're looking for you to be part of it. If you want to be part of it, call our office number 877-912-2027. Reach out with some of the partners who are in the region. We're looking to see you there. We're preparing our Lifeline Conference 2023. We're getting ready to do great and mighty things right here in the city of Harvey, Illinois. We want you to be part of it. Many of you have said you were coming. We didn't see you. Many of you made commitments to be part of. We want to see you. This is our 12th year. Think about that. 12 years from 2011 to 2023. We've been in this place. 12 years. We're in the government and the covenant of God. We want to see you for our Lifeline Conference 2023. It's going to be epic. June 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Three powerful days, three powerful nights, and one-day workshop. You're going to be there. I'm looking to see you connect with us. I'm heading to Atlanta, Georgia. I'm heading to Orlando, Florida. I'm heading to other parts of the country. I've been reaching out to our spiritual sons and daughters over in Sierra Leone. We built an entire school in Sierra Leone. We built an entire orphanage in Sierra Leone. We built an entire well over in Sierra Leone. We're feeding hundreds of people every week in Sierra Leone. We're doing great things in those countries over there. We have 16 pastors that are under us. They've been pleading to me to come to Sierra Leone to see the project that they have done over there. The work is gigantuan, but I can't do it by myself. I need men and women of God. I'm not a pastor that walk in insecurity or a prophet that feel that you don't have it. Join us. If you are sincere, men and women of God, listen to me. If you are sincere about your gift in the prophetic, you're sincere. There's right there. Emmanuel Bobar just joined us right there. That's one of my sons in Sierra Leone. He knows the well that was built there, the school that was built there, the ministry that was built there. All of the mighty things. There's 1,000 people right now from Sierra Leone that is watching his big screen TV there. They're watching us right now in Sierra Leone at this very moment. So there are people that are hungering for what we have, not only locally, but globally from around the world. Apostle Emmanuel Bobar, right on the screen, what's going on over in Sierra Leone right now so the people can see. You're following us. Put it right on the screen what you're doing. Go to his Facebook page, Emmanuel Bobar. Go over there to his Facebook page when you leave here. It's Emmanuel Bobar. Go over there. He's going to show you, Apostle Bobar, show them the church over there that's built. Show them the well that's built. Show them the school that's been built over there. You and tell them how many pastors are under you as you are under me. Write it on the screen so the people can know, because oftentimes we sell people what we think. No, we're selling you truth of what's going on and what we're doing. Please put that up there, man of God, for the people so that they can know. They're in the evening time over there. I believe it's 9:27 here, 10, 11, 12, 1. It's about 2 o'clock there over there in the hot heat. God is doing things, and we want you to understand what is at stake and what we're doing locally and globally around the world. And we want you to be part of it. We would love for you to connect with us. We love for you to partner with us. We love to be a blessing to your ministry. We love the work that you're doing. We love our brothers and sisters in the kingdom of God. We don't put mouths on the men and women of God. You all are anointed for what you're doing. You're chosen for what you're doing. It's a powerful presence of the glory of God, of what the Lord is doing for his people locally and globally around the world. And when I say we, there are men and women of God such as yourself that are included in those things that are happening around the world. We bless the Lord for you on today, and we thank God for the power and the presence of the Lord on it. I'm telling you, we love God's people. And ministry is a passion I have for doing his will. Thank you, men and women of God, covenant partners and virtue members, to all of the apostles, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers that have followed us. I thank God for you, great kingdom leader. There's some powerful men and women of God that are following us right now. We celebrate their gifts. We celebrate their ministry. Some are locally, globally, in this area, in the region. We bless the Lord for you and your ministry, the great things that God is doing for you, in you, and through you. We don't take it lightly who you are to the body of Christ, to the body of Christ, and the impact that God is making over the people of God's life. Thank you for connecting with us. Thank you for being our friend. Thank you for praying for us while we were praying for you. We bless the Lord for you. Thank God for the men and women of God and your continued prayer and effort for us. Thank you. Sister Raynard, bless you on today. Sister Moore, bless you. Sister Apostle Bland, bless you. Prophetess Ward, bless you. Bless you, all of the men and women of God. Thank you, our daughter from England. Thank you, woman of God. We bless the Lord for you. Sister Nicole McLeod, we bless the Lord for you. We thank God for Della Cruz, her book. Thank you. We bless the Lord for many of you who are doing the work of the kingdom. Thank you for joining us. Sister Rashia, thank you for the connection. Thank you for Trinidad being connected to it. And so many more that are coming and some that don't even want their name to be called. We bless the Lord for you today. I'm excited. Thank God. And I thank God for our local church leadership of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois. Join me at 11 o'clock. If you in that city, I will be in our sanctuary today ministering the word from the Lord. I love to see you there. Just come by. Love to see you to be with us. It's 11 o'clock in our sanctuary. Be there. Administrator Brian, we appreciate my administrator who runs Lorraine Matthews Ministry and our local church. Bless everybody. And we're looking forward to greater things happening. You want to be connected, reach out to us. You want to be a partner with us, consider being a partner. You want to be a virtue member, and you say, I want to be a virtue member. I can be under great covering, great leader. We want you to do that. All right, we're going to end real quickly here, but I want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing. Those of you who said, I want to sow a seed, I need 10 people. Now, if you would do this, I would greatly appreciate it. 10 of you. I need 10 of you who will step out and say, Prophet Matthews, we want to sow a $125 seed, 10 people. We're doing some things over in Sierra Leone right now. They need us over there with another project they're doing. I need 10 people, 10 of you who will say, Prophet Matthews, I will step out and sow that. 125 seed. Would you do that today? You can do it via my Cash App. I need 10 people. We have some already left going to their separate services. We appreciate you too. 10 people to do that. 125. You saw the 125 seed to it. Do it. It's on the screen already. Cash App, money sign, RFPIM. I'm sowing it. Cash App, money sign, RFPIM. Those of you can do it via Zelle. Zelle at WeRestoreU, the letter U, at yahoo.com. You can do it there as well. WeRestoreU, U, the letter U. Or you can go to our website. You can do it at our website at WeRestoreU.org, the letter U.org. All right, people of God, we got to bless you. We'll look for you to see you in the service, men and women of God. Today, there is a word from the Lord. I'm looking to see you in the sanctuary today at 11 o'clock. For a powerful presence and worship experience. It's going to be great at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, where you're the center of restoration and great people are there. Administrator Brian, it's in your hand, woman of God. Bless you on today. We're decreeing healing. We're celebrating your month. You're just right around the corner for another birthday. Our administrator, Rita Brian, who's been with us over 12 years, we're celebrating what God is doing for her. May the 10th is her birthday. So you all be a blessing to her. Go over there, sow a seed, be a blessing to us. May 10th is her birthday. She'll tell you her age, but she won't tell you her shoe size. No, just having fun. But bless the Lord for you people of God. Join us. We'll talk to you soon. And please, those who are partner with us, you throw in your tithes and offering, do that as well, too. Have a phenomenal day. Shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you all.